Okay, so this is Ambie and Julie, and we're discussing law of attraction and how to find a different vibration when you're in the middle of a negative vibration. So, Julie, go ahead and tell me what you were telling me about summer solstice. And explain to me what summer solstice is for the rest of us that know what it is. Do you know what it is?
It's the longest day of the year.
Okay.
So, the longest day of the year for people in Yulin, China, starts a dog meat festival that lasts for a week where they slaughter 10,000 some dogs inhumanely. And they basically boil them alive, skin them alive, electrocute them, beat them in public.
Why do they do this? Do you know why?
It's said that in Chinese tradition, eating dog meat gives you good luck.
But why do they do it in such an inhumane way?
I do not know why.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
But this time of year always brings me down. It makes me feel so sad, and I can't focus on anything else because I just can't stop thinking about it.
So this is why I wanted to record our conversation, because it's super easy to say, yeah, be in your vortex and yeah, be happy when you're already happy and you're already thinking about it. But it's much harder to get out of a funk when you're in the middle of a funk, you know? So I understand how upsetting this would be, but I guess my rebuttal would be, people in other countries use cows the same way as, what's the word I'm thinking of?
Sacred.
Yeah, sacred cows, right? And we slaughter millions of them. So I would imagine that that's what they're feeling as well. Would you agree? What are your thoughts on that?
I agree. It's not, I mean, like, I'm sure they feel the same way, but I feel like in America, we don't slaughter them inhumanely in most cases. There's precautions made and laws made to.
Not to be a Debbie Downer, but pigs are boiled alive and they
Oh
are
my
skinned
God.
alive, and it
Oh my
is
God.
horrendous, which is why I stopped eating meat, because the way that the commercial farming industry is, it's just horrendous how they treat the animals and how they're kept while they're alive, which is, in my opinion, worse, because that can go on for years as opposed to a couple of hours,
Yeah.
right? But I understand where you're coming from, because you have such a soft spot in your heart for dogs. So I guess what I would say is, what Abraham Hicks, do you know who Abraham Hicks is?
I've heard of her.
Them. her, it, them. What I would say is, they always say how to go more general. So when you're in this kind of funk or feeling, go general. What is something that you have no negative views on or positive views on? Clouds.
Yeah.
Clouds are easy.
Yeah, pretty much inanimate objects.
Inanimate objects. Chairs. I have no particular views on chairs. But see, we're talking about it now, and it's already like getting us to laugh, and we're already at a better frequency, at a better vibration, you know? So I think it's a combination of distracting. It's a combination of nothing is more important as your happiness. And that's why it's harder. I understand the atrocities that are going on around the world, but there's also like things that are going on with children that are horrendous, you know? There are also things that are going on with cats, and like dogs are not the only ones that are going through this, but I can sit here and tell you it's their soul's journey to experience this for some reason, but that's not going to make you feel any better, because that sure as shit doesn't make me feel any better when people tell me stuff like that, because I don't understand what their soul's journey, what are they supposed to be learning, you know? But what does make me feel better is going more general and joking around and laughing about other things, and kind of not thinking about that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
What are your thoughts on that?
It makes sense, but it's hard to do because it's just something I think about every time I see my dogs.
Yeah.
And I don't know why, but I feel like I'm putting too much energy in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, all you can do is love the dogs you have.
I do, and I'm gonna get 8 more.
No, you need to stop getting more dogs. You need to stop. You're gonna be on Animal Hoarders. Like, that's not okay.
They're loved. They're not gonna be buried in my basement by accident.
Oh my god. You're gonna get eaten alive by your dogs, Julie. That's not okay.
They'll love me. I will be like Leah Asher, traveling the world in a van full of dogs. Yes. And it'll be great.
What about Nathan? Except what's
China.
Nathan
We're
gonna
not going
do?
To China.
No, don't go to China. What about Nathan?